Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, podcasting chill. We got a special announcement to make today.
Guess who's back?
What's the date today? We're recording on back Friday. Today is the 27th of November. On Friday, where's my camera? This one, eh? On Friday, 27th of November, 2020.
Yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce our brand new co-host on the biggest podcast in the fucking land. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only Saul Penduka.
Mama, thank you for raising me so well. Pay school fees. Thank you. Glad to be here, man.
Tell me about when you got the call that you're going to be...
Take us back.
We're in the car. It was driving you back. It's like, bro, so what do you think, you know? But yeah, man, I'm glad to be here. And yo, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, Ghost.
Thank you.
I'm sure you were consulted. Thank you. Thank you, team. Thank you.
You know, it was so crazy because straight after we recorded that episode that we did together.
Yes.
Me and Ghost Lady was like, I looked at her. She looked at me. I'm like, Saul, man. She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
No, look, I want to ask who else you guys had nominated, and the nominees are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm here, thank you, guys. Thank you. Let's do this thing.
Do you remember when I was about to leave, Naga comes out.
Yeah.
And then Saul's like, hey, Naga, I love you, man. You're like the father I never had.
So this day, I call my husband, Saul's dead.
Yeah. Where is my father? Father, I love you, daddy. Oh, daddy. Yeah. Father's got a, like, Naga's got a father vibe about him. Nice guy.
What's the feedback been like since you did that episode? Because you've been gone for like a while.
Wow, it's been amazing. And I think it's most beautiful from the people who didn't even know me before. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, maybe it's nostalgia. Like, yeah, I love Saul. I remember FM days or 5FM. But a lot of people like, I don't know who this guy is, but I like him. You know what I mean? He's good for the podcast. So yeah, the feedback has been amazing, incredibly amazing, overwhelming, man. I was like, wow. Nice. I didn't know there was so much love out there, you know? And sometimes you don't know that you're good at something, you know what I mean? Or you do, but I'm not really one of those people to blow my own horn. So yeah, man, it's been amazing. Thank you, Chillers.
He doesn't know the Chillers. Wait until after a year. Why is Saul wearing glasses?
Yeah. But after two episodes, you'll see.
He's still the golden child now.
It's all good. Let's go.
Saul is always talking about his porn. Why?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Saul Penduka. I'm ready. Bring it on.
And if you remember, towards the end of that episode, this guy was lit.
Yo, I was lit.
You were lit.
Yo, lightning. And like, I didn't realize till I watched the show. And I'm like, yo, thank goodness y'all cut it. I was too lit. This thing.
You know what I was telling McG? I'm like, you know what? Saul is the one, but Saul, we do not. Saul gets auras and water. That's all Saul will get.
And then I was like, oh, Saul, you get wasted? Hold my glass. Then I did the LES's interview.
You were lit, dude. He was like, oh, what are we drinking? What were you drinking?
I was having bamboo. And then he was having grandeur. But before we started recording, he had like 5-6 shots before.
Snap.
Because I only got told after this. The camera crew told me that because they got there early to set up, you know. And as soon as I walk in, they're like, yo, dude, these guys want to get you fucked. The alias is like, he's going to get you fucked. I'm like, all right, bring it on, you know. Because I'm being macho, like, yeah, I can take it.
So you're even told. Bamboozled. You even warned.
Yeah, I was warned. But what happened after? I did not expect that, bro. Yeah.
But it was a dope interview, man. You're messed up. And I think shout out to you for actually having the guts to put it up. You know, on your own platform, you normally get the people drunk and you are drunk. Yeah. And shout out. It shows you put in the chillers and the podcast before your own pride or whatever.
Oh, since you're co-host now, this is not our show. Just public service announcement. This is the chillers show. Yes. They are the shareholders.
Makes sense.
So that's Makes why sense. I put it up. If it was up to me, thank I wouldn't
you.
Put it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, thank yeah. you.
Because I mean, fuck, it was embarrassing, man. How can a grown-ass man get that drunk? And now I'm scared because my mom's a chiller.
That's what I was thinking. I'm sure she's like, I didn't suggest this feature.
So you've never gone drunk in front of your mom?
No, drinking she doesn't mind.
Yeah?
She's never seen me smoke weed.
Yeah.
Because
to her, that's like hard drugs. It's,
yeah. it's true, the same, it's true, the same as true, doing yeah. cocaine. Yeah, 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 ouch.
And she knows I smoke, but she's never seen me smoke. Mm. Do you know the funny thing? When the guys gave me the episode, I couldn't remember shit.
That's
I didn't even know I was smoking on the episode.
Are you serious?
I didn't even know I passed the mic to the other guy. I didn't know the
you
questions.
Know your eyes were like, I know your eyes. They told us everything. Your eyes were droopy. You were just like, you were fast asleep through that episode. Hey?
And when I was watching, I was like, fuck, this is so dope. And I kept getting annoyed because if you check, ne, the alias is such a good storyteller.
Yes.
He is. He
and
is.
I kept
yes.
cutting him.
Yes.
I kept cutting him. So when I was watching, I'm like, ah, my G, why are you cutting
me? You
and your one question. I was like, yo, guy, oh, yo.
Which question was that?
Like, I don't know about the flowers. I think you asked it too many times.
Yeah.
It was just, the flowers, they got you lost until the guy was like.
Oh, yeah, but for the sake of the podcast, we had to put it up. Oh, yeah, by the way. For the sake of the podcast, it means when you do something you don't want to do.
Taking one for the team.
Taking one for the team. Yeah, for the sake of the chillers.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, we're going to do something later on to see.
Actually, how well do you know the podcast?
Yeah, to initiate you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bring it on. I'm ready.
Have you ever done like initiations? Did you do them at school and stuff?
Oh, nah, I have no. At school, no. I never went to one of those schools and stuff. And when I did want to, my mom was like, you're going to the hospital. You're not going to the mountain. So I never really had any proper initiation of any sort.
Been to the mountain?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Because
my mom
saying.
Is closer and I was raised in a closer family, even though my dad isn't. You know, and everybody else is like, oh, go to the mountain. My mom was like, nah, you ain't doing that. So I've never, ever been initiated in any form or way. YFM, there's no such thing. High school, there was no such thing.
So you're still uncircumcised?
No, I am. My mom's
in the hospital.
My man in the hospital. Yeah.
But Latino, we went to the mountain.
I've got witnesses.
You?
Yeah,
they
go to
the
Sutu's. Kibutsiye, tsaka, tsaka tsamilai.
The boy who grew up in Joburg.
That's the song.
Ula ula, avija mporo, mporo mutsuar. Mutsuar ni desi enige, negas madar. Madara chakum, chakuma muhari. Muhari ndi busa, busa weyapi, weyapera. Who's in it? Yeah.
That sounds like that song with Candy. Is that Oskido song?
Yes, Candy.
Banana, hina, hina, kiri.
So you say I'm sitting on a hit?
Yeah? No, you're Will I Am. You're stealing songs.
How you're stealing songs here?
Oh. He's Will I Am.
No way.
Stealing songs. DJ Lag is going to come now. That's my song. I produced it in 94.
I've heard that song before. It's a hit.
And then have you been initiated?
Ghostly? Me? Like for what?
Like in high school.
Did you go to boarding school or like
no,
a social club?
I only went to boarding school like in my matric. Because of the exams, and I was like in an art school, there was just too much work and just to be focused.
Mm.
So initiation was already too late. Mm. And I only came this side. What can I say? No, I've never been initiated. No.
But initiation in boarding schools is crazy, man.
Is it? I wouldn't know.
I've heard stories. Those guys
I've
do
heard
crazy
stories,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like they make you drink your own piss, shit like that.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. But it's almost like borderline torture, and you know what I mean? I'm like sitting on the fence with initiations, man. As long as it's fun.
As long as it's fun. Yeah.
Yes, it's supposed to be tough, hard on you, but it shouldn't be something traumatic that now when you are the senior in the school and there's new kids coming in, you want to now inflict that same pain on them. Mm. You know what I mean? So, initiations, man.
Like, then they just have these tragic stories to talk
exactly,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not that.
And they carry this pain. Yeah. You know? I know, man.
Were you initiated?
In primary school.
What happened to you? It sounds like there's something you want to tell us. What happened to you?
No, I, what did I have to do? I think I had to wear a Speedo once.
Just wear a Speedo?
Yeah, I had to wear a Speedo and run around the field.
That's cool initiation, that's though. That's fun.
Yeah, if you're packing.
Oh, your parents forgot to plant the tree for you. Whatever, I thought y'all went to plant trees. There's an Amazon somewhere. A rainforest.
They're just watering for you.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? Is that a real thing?
You should tell us.
You're a vendor.
That's what they say, vendor.
Yeah, like apparently you guys are like hung.
Maybe we should call Jackie. She should know.
How? What
Jackie Pamuzu. She knows everything.
About snakes, yeah.
Yeah, about snakes.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the LES interview. What I realized, because I did the LES, right?
Yeah.
Rich guy. Mm. His family are filthy rich.
True, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. The week before, Duduzani. Filthy rich family.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. And you know what they both said? They were both like adamant that they want to do their own shit. You know?
Mm.
Be known for not what their parents did and just do their own shit. And we've all got kids here.
Yeah.
And we work so hard to leave a legacy. And when these fuckers grow old, they're like, nah, I wanna rap, yo.
But remember, that's
have you noticed?
Yeah, that is very true.
I think that's because as a rich parent, you provide your kids and you don't put pressure on your kids to
on
make
what
money.
To do.
Like, you better become a doctor, you better become a lawyer, right? And also the schools you take them to, there's so many of these extracurriculum activities and they are motivated to be themselves.
Yeah.
There's no pressure. They're not reminded of poverty every time they get home. You know what I mean? And that you must now. So they are more driven towards passion, you know, their passion, arts, or even if it's maths, but to gravitate towards what they love.
And that's what the money buys.
Thank you. And that's what the money buys, the options for the kids. So you can't really be rich and expect your kids to want to follow in your footsteps. Yeah. You know?
So then what is the legacy for?
Sometimes it dies with you. Sometimes the legacy, bro, or if you're lucky enough to have one kid, you know what I mean? The legacy is yours, honestly speaking. And sometimes parents die. I mean, look, if Bill Gates passes away today, the kids are not going to run Microsoft.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
They're going to want to
Steve Ballmer or someone running Microsoft. The kids are going to do whatever. Maybe go into venture capitalism or whatever. You know what I mean?
But so that's the thing. If your legacy can run itself, you see, like a good example, like Microsoft now. Microsoft can be run by, okay, it'll have its CEOs, it'll have its whatever. But and the kids will always benefit from that. And that's what now gives you the ability to think and say, okay, what can I do? What will excite me? What will, you know, you have these extra curricular activities that you can participate in and it can become your career.
Steve. I'm at a point, I'm like, fuck these kids, man.
You're Michael Jordan, fuck the kids.
I'm starting this great show for him and then he's going to want to become a rapper.
And he'll be drinking
but
the
look,
grand
show. Steve Jobs, look, dude, if you're really, really, she's right, if you're really, really leaving a legacy, it should outlive you and it shouldn't take your family to keep it alive. Mm. Steve Jobs, for example, right? There are no Jobs at Microsoft. Mm. Ah, excuse the pun. There are no Jobs at Microsoft, right? It's everybody else running the show, but the brand lives on. The legacy lives on. It should outlive you without any assistance from
family. What's your legacy, bro?
Nan, man. At the moment,
we're starting today. We're building.
Yeah, let's start. My legacy is this one. In fact, I'm adopting this legacy. No, but on the real, and it's never too late to build something.
Yeah,
you get me?
Definitely.
Just because you didn't have something at the age of 17, it's never too late, man. So yeah, you can always find. Who knows? Maybe this will be my life's work when I'm. We can do this till we're 40, 50, 60,
awesome.
And they'll know me for that podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, that's if Mac G doesn't take a radio gig and you know, and we go on radio now.
Ah, damn, but Chief. They'll exactly. Fire us in a day.
And you're back doing traffic.
No. Nah, this is the legacy, man. Let's go.
And you, Ghost Lady, what legacy are you leaving? It's never on the woman, eh?
No,
exactly. notice, yeah, true. It's always like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that Mnaga legacy, hey? Like, just live.
Your dad's like, you guys share a legacy.
We live vicariously through Mnaga.
Dad, don't let us down, Dad.
Daddy, we depend on you.
because I was chatting to my friends the other day, and I realized, like, as a guy, when you die, right? So let's say I'm married to Ghost Lady, which we are for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I pass away, God forbid, and she's struggling. Her family are going to look at me like, what were you doing this whole time?
Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah. As a dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's very true. That's society, bro. A man needs to provide.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's what society tells us. You know, that a man can be unfaithful, but it still loves you. But love is communicating.
Can we be unfaithful? Which relationship are you in?
Hey, this guy. No, I'm talking about society. Oh. Not married. They expect us to be, to get away with being unfaithful as long as you're providing a roof over your family.
Not anymore,
dog. Providing.
Nah, that was 10 years ago. Nah, not anymore, bro. I can tell you've been out of the game.
No, come on. No. Look. Who makes more money between you and your woman?
Oh, she does at the moment.
Okay.
She's killing it.
Speaking from experience. You're speaking from experience. But look, your thing is, society is the one that says it's the guy who needs to have a legacy. You know what I mean? Unless you're like Oprah's husband, and then she's the one with the legacy, and you're just the supporting the actor, what do they call them, extras, and you're just the extra in her role. But that's what society tells us. You know what I mean? That the guy is the provider, the guy is this and this and that, and that's why it's expected the guy to be the one who leaves the legacy for the family.
I've never understood you. The girl could be making more money than you, but you still have to pay for the bills. I've never understood that.
How?
Like, why? You're making more money.
And? But the thing is, it's because, that's what I wanted to ask you, like, is it society or is it just what's built within men? Because the fulfillment of a man, it's when they provide, it's when they do things.
Or come.
Of course, yes. That's number one. That's the end of, at the end of the day, after you've paid the bills, after you've done everything, and then you arrive. But it's just already what's built within you as a guy. I may have more money than you, right? But if you have less, and you paid for the house, you'll have more fulfillment. But if I have more money and I paid for the house, you'll feel a certain weakness.
Emasculated.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's the thing. It's just,
who owns the house? Ghost Lady, this one.
Ha. This is community of property, baby. Half and half.
I can tell the way you hop around.
Walk around like you own the place.
What? Half and half.
Yeah? Yes. Okay. Oh, I wanted to talk about, last week you never got to mention Mshoza passing away. R.I.P.
She hadn't passed away.
She hadn't passed away last
No,
week.
When we did the episode, no, she hadn't passed away.
Oh, that was 2 weeks before. I'm saying when we did the episode last
okay,
week.
Yeah.
We got too excited, forgot to mention, man.
Man, it's so recent.
R.I.P. Mshoza. Did you ever meet her?
No, I was thinking, you know when everybody passes away and you've been on radio, you look for pictures with them, you know. So I didn't find anything. Shame, man. I hadn't met her, unfortunately.
Yeah,
may soul rest in peace.
Where were you when you found out?
It was in the morning. I was at work, and someone said to me, are you aware that Mshoza has passed away? I'm like, for real? And I saw her trending, and I thought it was one of those, you know, something's happening.
She bleached herself or something.
Or whatever. She was at an all-white party. No one saw her. You know what I mean? But no, she had passed away, sadly. So, yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace, Mshoza. And I'm just painting scenarios, you know, of what could have happened in order for her to trend. You're like, I'm sure, always trending. It's like, whatever, you know what I mean? Then I found out the tragic had happened.
Oh, and you, Ghost Lady?
Found out in the, I think, was it our podcast group? Ne?
Oh, WhatsApp. The group, yeah.
I think that's where we...
And then what happened? What's the cause of death? I'm hearing she was diabetic, then I'm hearing COVID-19. Yeah, is that true or was just
She was diabetic, as they say, and she had to be...
Yeah, it could be
she
anything.
She had to go to a hospital, and obviously, you know, with COVID-19, anything happens.
Yeah, because now when everybody dies, you just automatically
in 2020,
think.
When everybody dies, no. And there's some people, I don't get
it's like
this thing.
It's like, I think 10, 15 years ago, when everyone died, it was like, Aki AIDS.
Yes, after like they've lost weight, and it could be a lot of things, right? And I don't understand, these days in 2020, some people, there's a guy I know, like one of my neighbors passed away, And it was like when Corona really started. And the guy was fine on Tuesday. Wednesday, he had a bit of a flu. Friday, he's gone. And people, some people, like families are like, don't tell people it was Corona. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. There's no shame.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a pandemic. Exactly. Yeah. Anyone could get it. You know what I mean? It's not like if you got it, you've been messing about or you're weak or anything. You know what I mean? It's a random selection. So, yeah, man. It's a sad year. So, yeah.
Have you gotten COVID this year?
I think I did.
Nah.
I think I did because I couldn't taste, I couldn't smell for like 2 weeks.
For real?
And then I started Googling because I'm that person. I always go to Google. Yeah. And then they were like, yeah, most like the symptoms. And I've got someone I know in the UK. And they were like, dude, in the UK, they've listed that as a symptom. But in South Africa, they hadn't really spoken about
which symptoms is that?
No taste, no smell.
No taste, yeah.
No taste, no smell. And I had that for like 2 weeks and I had a hectic flu. And then I'd been in touch with a neighbor who passed away. You see, yeah, exactly. So I think I did get it. Then obviously it was lockdown, self isolate. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it was earlier in the lockdown.
No, like earlier in the level 5 lockdown. Yeah. Oh, so I think I got it already.
And then did you like? What other symptoms do you have? Could you not like walk and stuff?
No, I didn't get the hectic symptoms. I didn't get the chest pains, the short breath. Nah, I didn't get that. It was just I had flu. I was feeling fluish, you know, congestion, clogged up nasal, whatever passages.
You could still drink.
And pardon?
You could still drink.
I could, but I couldn't taste the drink.
Ah.
You know what I mean? I couldn't smell, you know? So, yeah, that's all. Those are the symptoms I had. So I think I did. But it's always best to assume you got it. So you just self-isolate, chill at home, and you'll be fine. And I'm here. I'm fine.
And you, ghost lady?
You know, it was just, I suspected I had Corona every week. That kind of life, like I didn't really lock down and like, oh, this is it, you know. You could be waking up and you've got sleep in your eyes. You're like, this is it. Oh, it's coming. So, it's, but it never happened. It's like, you know, it's even the taste. I remember feeling like, I couldn't taste that drink. What's wrong? Mm. Next day you can taste it. Like, okay.
You know, after the lift the ban, right? One of my cousins went to Venda, right? Mm. And Venda, the cases, they weren't so high. Mm. So he goes there.
After you left the hall?
After they lift the ban. So when you can travel to other provinces.
Yeah.
So he goes there. And then he had Corona, but he didn't know. Mm. So he came back. And then he told the family in the group, like, yo, guys, I've got Corona. Dude. The mess after. I've got an old aunt, like she's like 80, 90. She's like, yeah, no, hey, I can feel it. My legs are not the same.
Everybody listening to your voice. My legs are shaking. Clima. Oh, man, shit.
They started getting paranoid.
And it's being like that. We're all paranoid, though.
They started having symptoms that are not even listed.
Yes.
My knees. Yeah. The arthritis is there. I can feel it now.
And then the other arm is like, yeah, I lit down my throat.
It's you.
But we've got a vaccine now, right?
Yes, Pfizer, the guys who create Viagra.
Mm.
For real?
Yeah, they rose to the occasion. No, apparently it's tested.
Finally it works.
If it works, finally. Apparently it's tested, it's fine, it's ready for dissemination when we all get it. Yeah, apparently. I don't know how much it's going to cost.
We're
going to
get it last 2023.
Bruh, I don't know, man. I do not know.
You know they don't give a fuck about us, man.
They don't.
We're at the bottom of the earth.
No, I'd like to believe we're higher than that.
They're not going to send it to Africa first.
They're not, bro.
I heard in some European countries they're already going to be rolling it out next month, like December, literally.
What's China saying in this? Because they've been having the vaccine.
China.
Yeah. They're very quiet, eh? They don't say nothing.
Yeah.
But I thought Russia had a vaccine. What happened? I heard a few months ago they said Russia's got a vaccine, it's ready. You know what I mean? But then again, where's Pfizer from? Then again, it could just be that. You know what I mean? Who wants to profit the most? Maybe Pfizer has had a vaccine. Maybe China has had a vaccine. But if it's not from the West, you know, it's just, yeah, whatever. Up until someone like Pfizer, which is a reputable company.
Do you think this whole vaccine thing is also, it's almost like a space rush? like who goes to the moon first.
Yeah.
So it was the same thing. Like
it's a power play. Yeah, it's a well. Whole.
Thank you, power play.
Yeah, it's like who provides.
Yeah, the
you know
vaccine
what I mean?
First.
Exactly.
Like but, who gets certified first? Like this is correct.
But why do these guys want to control the population so much? Because isn't it the more people you have, the more money they can make?
Not really. It's the more people there are, the less resources there are to go amongst the people. You know what I mean? And the more people there are, the more taxes, because now the money that people, the rich, make have to take care of so-and-so and so who can't make this much a day. That's why, I mean, Bill Gates has been hell-bent on the whole culling the African population. That's why when he came up with... he wants a vaccine, people are like, no, we're not trusting you, because a few years ago you had said that Africa is better off with less people, which I think we are, of course, you know what I mean, because of the resources. So I think it's a matter of the less people there are in the world, the rich are able to hold on to what they have without them being taxed more for those who can't provide for themselves. You know what I mean? So that's my own theory anyway.
Fuck, and they see us like pawns, dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hectic.
But like, if we go, they don't give a fuck.
Nah, not really. No.
Super TV will get another podcast. But speaking of shows, I wanted to say, like, I've become so immune to death, bro. Like, every week someone's dying, man. It was Anele the other day, Maradona.
Oh, Maradona. People Dog. Are passing away, even family members just going. You know what I mean? And this year, I've been scared to ask people, how are your kids? Because I remember making the mistake of asking someone, how are your kids? And they're like, that one passed away. I'm like, so every time, this year has just been that year. So whenever I meet someone I know they had a kid a few months ago, I can't even ask because I'm scared. You know what I mean? Or asking, how's your uncle or whatnot? Because it's just been that year, man. It's been a year of death.
Did Maradona hit you home?
No, I don't understand why people are like, we're shocked. You know what I mean? come on, he was on coke for the longest time. You know what I mean? It affected his playing career for the longest time. May his soul rest in peace. You know, I respect Maradona. He's achieved so much.
Because the guy was really young. For 60 years old?
60 is young.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nah. 60 is young, guys. I think for someone who was like on hectic drugs.
Hey, you're reaching very high. Never mind 40.
High is being the operative term. No, but I didn't hit home that much. You know what I mean? Because I didn't see the guy play that much. At all. In fact, just from the videos, and he was amazing. Mm. But then again, he was on substances for the longest time. I don't know when he passed away, if he was or not. But I remember, I think, which year was it when he pulled the middle finger to the Nigerian supporters when Argentina had won 1-0?
He's got so many, you can't keep
exactly.
up.
Exactly. So I think that, basically, what I'm trying to say is that confirmed that Icardi's on substances, Nyana. But it didn't really hit me. You know what I mean?
And but he was a maverick, though.
No, yeah, definitely. One of the, like a previous player suggesting that FIFA bans the number 10 jersey throughout football. And I don't think, I mean, he was amazing. Maybe they can ban the number 10 jersey in Argentina, but there's still Pele on the other hand. You know what I mean? So you can't really ban, what is it? Retire. That's the proper term. Retire the number. You know what I mean? Not throughout football. But he was a maverick. Insane.
Do you even know what we're talking about, this lady? I'm just checking.
It's not that Nigerian song. Oh, Maradona. It's a football player.
No, I do know him, Shem. Wasn't he even the... He was the coach for the Argentinian team.
Yes! Yeah! You know, what World Cup was that?
2010!
Oh, it was there!
That's the only game I watched. Mexico against Argentina.
Yeah.
And I saw Maradona and Messi.
Oh.
Yeah, when they came out the tunnel and shit. It was dope, man.
Oh.
Yeah,
you saw them live?
Live. I was live. Oh. I was at the stadium. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, those tickets were hard to get, eh?
Of course, though. It's World Cup. I didn't even go to a single World Cup match.
So you had a picture to post when he died?
No. I didn't take a picture. I was in the stands, Chris Lady.
Oh,
like, just normal stands.
Yeah, just normal stands. It was before the podcast.
Okay. Extra strong. But look, Extra Strong in the World Cup is amazing. I mean, I was on radio and we were at a fan park. I remember very well, we had a fan park for the opening, so we couldn't even get seats.
Shit.
Sadly, man.
Anyway, what else happened, man? I feel like nothing happened this week.
Will.i.am.
What about
Will.i.am? You didn't know. The whole DJ lag. What's Megan?
Trainor.
Right. No, Megan
Stallion.
Megan Wright. So here's what happened. There's a DJ, Hot 947 DJ. It's one of those like DJ Milkshake kind of DJ Switch. They just release songs, right?
Yeah. Milkshake.
Yeah. Well, he's
there's
got
been,
a song.
There's been so many DJs since you left the game, dog.
No,
you went to Milkshake.
Of course, trust me to go to food.
There's PH. Chaotic.
True.
Sandy.
Yo.
Zero.
But they ain't named after food. That's the problem. They ain't named after food. Look at me.
Oh,
I want to remember Milkshake.
It's a good thing we've got food for him, ne?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Does that piss you off when people make fun of you about food?
And they don't. No, bro. Like, and they hardly do, eh?
Yeah.
I'm one of those fat guys, but people hardly make jokes about my weight.
Is it?
Yeah, but back to what happened.
Wait, we'll go back there. What do you have to eat to get this big? Magwinya.
Yes, buns, definitely. And Magwinya. Yes.
Were you like a fat kid when you were like
It's young? Alcohol. No, never. I wasn't. I was big.
Actually,
right?
I had a potential of being. Haven't you been this weight, like this size ever since?
No, only when I got to varsity, I really gained weight. Mm. You know, I really, really gained weight, eating whatever you want to eat. But normally, I've always been big. I had the potential of being like those muscular guys, and you know what I mean?
So like the Rock big?
Yeah, I'm not that tall, but I wasn't fat. I wasn't an obese child.
Are you kidding, bro?
I was never an obese child. I was big. I was bigger than everyone in grade 7. All my grades have always been like the biggest guy.
Yeah,
but
that's
I wasn't
obese.
Like big Mkaba big. No, not Mkaba like right now. Mm. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's alcohol. I think it's mostly alcohol. And I started drinking.
Nah, dog, I've been
drinking it like, dude, but it's, you know, high it's metabolism, right? Mm. I think you guys you've got a high metabolism. There's people who eat a lot and never really get
like she doesn't eat. Mm. That's the difference.
I ate that pussy.
As much pooza and I is drinking pussy juice. Pussy juice, man. Pussy juice. There's a song somewhere in the pussy juice. There's a song somewhere. Ricky Rick, there's a song somewhere.
Yeah,
there's pussy juice. Pussy juice. That's the radio edit.
Pussy juice.
Yeah.
So you let yourself go, bro.
I didn't even see that I was going. I just, you know, ate, you know what I mean? And then my mom had passed away in grade 11. Then the monies came out. Now I could do anything, you know what I mean? And I'm a child. I'm literally in varsity. The monies are out. I'm fine now, you know? I'm living somewhere in Oakland Park next to a Debonair's when we're still eating Debonair's. Oh.
Fontana.
Exactly, you know, so that's what really happened, and that's when I just blew up.
Yeah, and Fontana used to serve chicken and beer.
Yes,
chicken and beer.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. If you needed to go to a spot at 4 a.m, that's not so dodgy, because there was another place by Helen Joseph that was very dodgy.
Okay, I never went those sides. Those sides were very dodgy. West Dean areas, so very dodgy. See,
I'm exposing the chicks I was with.
With them dodgy chicks.
Yeah, but Fontana was the place to go.
Yeah.
Everybody would end up there, bro.
Yeah.
Just by Cool Cats, Roxy's.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm. Good times.
So back to the story of, you know about DJ Lag? So DJ Lag dropped a song called Ice Drop a few years ago. And then recently, a lady by the name of a DJ, that's where I was going with you, a DJ dropping songs, dropped a song called Culture. It features ASAP Ferg and Will.i.am produced the song, but they took the beat. The beat is actually DJ Lag's.
Oh.
So Will.i.am stole the beat, and when they dropped the song Culture, and funny enough, the culture is it's about culture vultures. You know, people. Yeah, exactly.
The irony.
And that's when they start the song, they define a culture vulture, cultural expropriation or whatever. And
Chief, can you open these two there? We need a refill there. Thank you, Chief.
So obviously people caught on. They were like, "Joe, this beat is stolen." Now yesterday, DJ Will.i.am released a video apologizing. But now guess what he says? He says, "I'd like to apologize to Megan Wright for not submitting the proper crediting details." Instead of apologizing to the person he stole the music from, which is
but that
DJ
happens all the time, bro. Like there's a song by Drake and Rihanna. You know I've been hurting. Dun, dun, dun. Something about the way. Dun, dun, dun.
They stole it as well.
You know that song?
Sounds familiar.
If you let me,
it doesn't make it right though.
Be right here for you. You don't know that song, guys?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but anyway.
Maybe it's just singing.
So there's an original.
Yes. A bimba.
Hey, a bimba.
There's an original.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly the same. Same chords, same beats, same production, everything.
But at times, it's maybe a sample and the person who, the original composer, is credited. Mm. This time, DJ Lag was not credited.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He was not at all. And now I believe Toy DeLazy, because 5 years ago, in 2015, Toy DeLazy actually said, I think Will I Am stole my song. And they were like, nah, you're crazy. We listen to the song, it's not the same song. But clearly, there's a pattern here.
Which song was that?
I can't remember, but one of Toy DeLazy's songs, she claimed. But there were no similarities from, you know, my ear. But now that Will I Am was busted, you know, like, I mean, because the songs are identical. Listen to the song. DJ Lag, Ice Drop. Mm. You know DJ Lag, right?
No.
You don't know DJ Lag?
So early on when we were laughing, we didn't get the joke.
No, DJ Lag. You don't know DJ Lag? Mm. He's a huge DJ Lag. He makes com, but he's not like Black Coffee kind of dude, but he performs
DJ
all
Lag
over the world.
DJ Lag is South African?
Yes.
What?
There was an copyright infringement investigation involving Destruction Boys, Omunye Pozgo Munye, and his song. They also stole his song.
You lie.
You guys don't know that?
No.
Okay, so what happened is they didn't steal his song, but they bought the beat from another DJ. I think it's DJ Mift or something, M-I-P-H-D. But that guy had stolen the song. So they bought stolen property without knowing. You know what I mean? So that's what happened. It's not the first time DJ Lag gets involved. DJ Lag is big, though.
For real?
He's eating. He gets gigs. He's on the new Beyonce. The Lion King.
Lion King, bro.
He produced the song with Moonchild, Musiswa, Beyonce. He produced that song.
The Black is King's track.
Yes.
DJ Lag.
Yeah, dog. One of his songs were nominated Grammy somewhere from the Beyonce project.
No, we need Saul here.
He's huge,
bro.
Can
you see Will.i.am's ancestors like, come. What?
Black guy thief. Yeah, DJ Lag is huge, bro. He's one of those guys who's silently doing his thing.
Well, what's his biggest song that we
I don't know.
That people know him for?
I don't know. Like, so in South Africa, his songs haven't blown up. Like, proper. In Durban, they have, right? Because they've got the whole com thing going on. But he's huge. This song that Will I Am stole is from a few years ago. It's not a song he dropped now. No.
And it sounds like com.
They took the drum.
Mm.
But then com, it's like that 808. Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's what leads the song, and that's what they took from the song. Identical. DJ Lag, Ice Drop. Megan Wright.
But Calvin Culture. Harris did that with Mujava. Sweet Nothing. If you listen to Sweet Nothing.
Oh, and it was not credited to Mujava.
Nah.
Ouch.
Listen to Sweet Nothing. Let me play Sweet Nothing for you.
I think the problem is they think that South Africa.
Oh, we're gonna get flagged ish. We can't play. I thought it's radio ish.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, YouTube,
we're get flagged,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, if you listen to the drop of Sweet Nothing, ne, when it drops, I'm living on Sweet Nothing goes. Same.
And Calvin Harris is from
UK.
UK, and Mujava was huge.
Yes. Mujava was the original Black UK. Coffee.
Wow.
Yes, he was.
Before social media, he was the first guy to David Guetta used to open up for him at stadiums.
Now we're taking it to David Guetta.
I kid you not, dog.
Ah, come on. Boy. Open up for him at stadium.
Yes.
Ah, come on.
That song was huge. I remember I was playing in I was playing in Nigeria, and DJ Koffi, K-O-F-I.
Yeah.
So he's from that side. I'm from South Africa. Mm. We get there. He's like, I love your song. I'm like, hey, what song? Chelete.
And were you playing Nigeria last week?
And he thought I was Mujava because MacGyver.
Oh, MacGyver, yeah. Mujava.
That that's how big that guy is.
Yeah, now McGovern was huge. Yo. And I watched a sad documentary, man, and on YouTube, and he wasn't looking fine. Eh? He's been very sick. I don't know if it's depression or...
No, the drugs killed him, man.
What was the drugs? Yeah, shame, man.
He got a shitload of money and then started going heavy in the drugs, man. Apparently.
Yeah, it's not looking good at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, man, it's about to rain. Must we move inside? Must we move inside? Because we need to play the game with Saul to initiate him.
Should we?
Is it fine? Is it fine?
Is the camera
should
fine?
We move inside, man?
Fine.
All right, cool. So we're going to take a break and move inside. Yes, we're back. Part two. Initiation time. It's raining. Does this mean your Josie's Vuma, you being on the...
It's blessings. It's blessings, yeah. My man. Meh.
This is... Yes. This
ratings. Every drop is a rating.
Yeah. Every drop is a subscriber. We are reaching 100K, baby.
Thank you.
Woo. Shit, I think we're going to reach 100K next week, guys.
I know. It's crazy. Like, I'm even like, guys, can you introduce yourselves one by one? Who are you? You know, like, we got used to the, you know, the few chillers who are just there with us. Yeah. Now it's like, yo... Who are these people? Talk, you know, so we can be like, welcome to the family.
Like during the week when I do presentations, I'll send the subscriber count. And last one I sent when I did an invoice was 80,000. Now I have to update.
Yep, update. Yo. Update. It's forever going up.
It's like, it's crazy. Just now we're celebrating 90. Now it's like almost 94. Like, crazy. Guys.
I want to tell you guys a story, but if I tell you, then the chillers will be like, hey, where's this episode? Because once you say something, they expect it.
They demand it.
So I'll tell you when the episode has aired, the story. Remind me, ne?
How will we even know? Ari, you'll tell us when the episode...
I won't forget. I've got a good memory.
You have a good memory?
Yeah, I'll remind you.
No, I forget. I'm forgetful as shit.
Ghost Lady's here now. It looks weird because you're always this side.
Oh, and I'm like in front of the lights.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Like I'm not on camera though.
We're doing the initiation. What? This is all Ghost Lady's plan, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I was not involved in this.
You're not involved in this? Nothing.
We throw each other under the bus sometimes, so don't be surprised.
It's okay. Right, it's cool. Okay. Mm. And we catch each other there.
When we throw you, it's the Patco bars, not the...
It has to be Patco. Otherwise, yeah. It's the bus.
All right, cool. Explain what's happening. What's the game?
All right. Because Saul, you know, you are part of the team now.
Yes.
But we need to understand, you know, that you know what you're being part of.
Okay.
You know, you must understand the chillers, us, the game, the everything, you know, why we are.
Are you a chiller? Let's start there.
Yeah.
Are you a chiller?
Have you subscribed to this channel?
I've subscribed.
When?
Yo.
Tell us.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, when you're on air.
No, to be honest, when I found out I was going to be on air, but I did check out some episodes that I found intriguing, of interest to me. Like I remember I told you about the Scoop episode, Kanyimbao episode. Those are my favorite. Seaswe episode is one of the top favorites of mine.
No.
I didn't check that. Sorry.
You went to watch what? Celebrity interviews. We don't do celebrity interviews on this segment. Aye.
Listen to the boss lady.
So you need to take it back to the chillers.
Huh?
Those are passerbys.
Yeah, those are passerby. Like, please.
I'm so.
The real ones are this one.
I'm so.
When I'm here. So guilt. Now you have to talk.
It's guilt. Guilt.
Cool. What's the game?
It's basically.
Okay.
Since people want to. Remember, people wanted you to do a mukbang.
No, you wanted to do a mukbang. You've been wanting
me.
Mukbang.
Yeah.
And then how will I be eating on screen?
How are we eating? That's the game.
Because we're Saul has got the weight. Saul looks hungry. Let's feed Saul, you know. You know, let's get to know Saul.
Nah, if we're eating now, nah, I'm cool, I'm game.
Kibo, get ready with me. You know what? These YouTubers. Yeah. Kibo, get ready with me. Get to know me better. Yeah, Kibo.
It's feed the nation. Soon we're going to be feeding Mujava.
We are feeding you now.
Ish.
And you know, it is the podcast way. Lo and behold, wait for it.
All right, bring the game on.
There it is. Ghostly,
where's
right
the food?
There's the food.
So what? I'm supposed to just eat?
No, she's going to ask you questions about the podcast.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
No, Masonja.
Yes.
Oh, no, Masonja. Yo, Masonja.
Oh, I haven't had one of these in a while.
I haven't had these at all. It's my first time. First time in my life.
Delicacy.
Okay.
Hey, would you show you the ghost lady?
Did I?
You prepared
these
with the salt.
Yes, I put some aromatic in there. No. Like Himalayan salt in there. Like,
guys. All right, cool. So you're going to ask him questions about the podcast?
I actually did it nice.
Very nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
If this is how you cook, my woman is in trouble.
Let me tell you the story about this massage. I went to go buy them. I had to ask the teller. I'm like, are these ready or should I cook them? What happens? And she's like, no, you need to boil them first. I was like, hey.
Burn them.
Okay, boil.
Boil
yeah.
them.
So I had to do, and I was like, you know what? In the boiling moment, I was like, ta ta ta. Let me put some spice all right. in there.
All right, you cook good. Yes, yes, game.
Okay. Questions.
All right.
Let's start with the questions.
So, what happens with the questions?
Yeah, okay. I get them correct.
You get a every question we ask, you answer. If you don't answer, you need to eat. And plus, you need to eat everything by one in there.
If I answer incorrectly, I eat. If I don't answer, I eat.
Yeah. And these questions, since now you've told us that when I was subscribing 2 weeks ago, gooby for you, my brother.
So I eat what? I eat once.
All of them.
Everything, one by one.
Time.
Actually, open the can. Like, that's your drink. Washed
down.
And then there's a dessert, like a yogi nyana.
Also, do I open it as well?
Yes, open please.
What do you have marshmallows, because lady? We need to go like...
Yeah, it's got like some sour worm vibes going.
Yes.
Wait, is this plain yogurt?
No, just...
Oh, there's flavor. It's flavored. No, it's plain yogurt.
That's the aim. What do you think I would give you flavor in here?
Oh, go on, just forget. There's no more flavor in this podcast.
We've banned flavor.
I forgot.
Flavor is banned in this podcast, you know?
Okay, now let's do this thing.
So they've got like, since you entered here, was chelang nyoga, so we got you some sour nyoga nyogas.
All right, here's the first question.
Yeah, bring it on.
This one should be simple. Tell us the number of the episode you were first on.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I know. Okay, so you guys do 2 episodes a week. Yes. You did Tepi before me, and Tepi was 200 because I remember her celebrating that. Uh-huh. So you must have done another episode. So I must have been 202.
Hey. Oh. Okay, that was easy. Next one.
It wasn't easy. Did you see that math? It wasn't easy.
We didn't know you was that
bright.
Did
you hear that math?
We didn't know you were that bright.
No, I'm bright. Contradicted to my skin tone. I'm bright.
Ghostly, I don't think he's going to get this one. Do you have the next one, or must I say it?
Okay, go for it. All
right, cool. What was episode 200 supposed to be?
Mm-hmm. Since you got the maths going.
What was it supposed to be? As in what? Like, was it supposed to be falling up?
So right now, if we get to episode 1000, we're going to reveal the ghost lady, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So what was episode 200 supposed to be?
Yeah.
I think you're meant to reveal,
reveal
a new ghost.
Isa.
My pony room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, everything.
Everything.
It tastes nice.
Okay. Sile mama.
Tuck it in the thing.
Is in yoga.
Oh, kinimbia.
Hey. Pusa. Pussy.
It's pussy juice.
Shiny dessert, my brother.
All right, bring it on.
Dessert.
How's that? That looks horrible, my G.
Now, because
you know we don't have medical aid. We don't want him passing out here.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm good.
How's that?
This is cool, man. I enjoyed it. You got... Wrong punishment. Actually, they forget the question's wrong.
No.
Worst punishment. I enjoy food. Like, I'm a foodie.
No, but this
I
is
love
shit,
food.
No.
It ain't shit.
Like, it's got no flavor. Like,
true. So yeah, true. It's bland, but this, you see this hooks up some flavor.
What do you think of the Mapani worms?
I actually like Mapani worms.
You like them?
Yeah, I wouldn't tell my woman to cook them or bring them home, but I like them, yeah.
What do you hate here the most?
This, what's the rice cakes? What is this?
Yeah, it's rice cakes.
Can someone give me a glass? Let's amplify this. Now I'm taking over because Ghost Lady produces shit.
Now the food
it was the aromat that I added on those mapani.
You added Marmite or something.
You know?
Yeah.
Can I get a glass?
You know what
please?
I mean? Marmite, also known as 2020.
We about to turn this shit up. Let me get a glass. All right, cool. All right, let's go to the next question. But if you get it wrong, my brother, I was thinking.
What's happening? What's happening with the
guy? I'm about to switch it up.
Uzofa.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Next can't question
you,
is.
Can't have you being as excited about.
Wait.
Food?
So what was episode 200 meant to be?
Oh shit. I said, guys, I am thinking.
Okay. It was a thought.
It was a thought of doing a small documentary about my life on episode 200. Because people are always saying you're interviewing people, but we don't know about you.
We don't know much about.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. we never
also
did that.
It was like a ladies podcast, Niana, something for the ladies.
Hey. No way. Yes, she's gonna miss this episode. Yes. No way. Yes. No way. This guy, no.
Mixer.
Yo, guys.
All right.
Guys,
this looks horrible.
You're
guys.
Gonna traumatize me now. That's what I'm talking about initiations, right? The trauma.
Cause this is how you play a game.
Okay. No, that's how you were supposed to mix
yo,
the game.
Guys,
I gave you ingredients, my
yo,
brother.
You gave me the pussy, I must make the juice.
Yeah, bo.
Alright, cool. Thabang once said, black is.
Who's Thabang? I think I've just committed a cardinal sin.
Just for that, you got
a cardinal sin on the podcast,
drink.
Right?
Just for who's that, you got a
number one fan. Number one chiller. Number one chiller.
Pussy chews.
Let's go. Tell us how that is like, huh?
Yeah.
You love my sonja, hey?
Yeah, you like my sonja, hey?
I'm like a black girl jumping into a pool. Up.
With the weave on.
Oh my word!
Yo!
That is disgusting, dog! Fear factor on another level!
There is a.
Wow! How does that taste, dog?
Forgive me, Thabang, for I don't know you.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste
for
bad.
For I have sinned.
Yeah.
For I have sinned it too.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste bad.
This is like a grandeur cocktail with my soinja, you know what I mean?
Sure. Amen.
And you
can you see me? What numbers do I have in front of me?
No.
He's studying.
No,
all right,
no.
It's a wrap.
No, I'm good. I'm here. I'm good. I'm alive.
The LES, are you here?
Last question.
Yeah.
Who? Ooh. I think you might get this wrong.
You think so?
Just let me
start mixing. Who is my favorite radio legend?
You, dude.
I'm already mixing. I know where this is going.
Is he South African?
Of course.
Okay, cool, good.
Oh, American would have been easy, eh?
Yeah, American would have been easy. It would have been easy. He's South African. I'm going to go against everything that tells me to say not this guy. DJ Fresh. So I'm wrong.
Why would you say him, dog?
Because you said I'm gonna get it wrong. So naturally I could say Chilli M.
That
right?
is my favorite.
I could have gotten it right easily.
Yeah.
But
because he said I'm gonna get this wrong. And logic tells me to mention the most.
Let me give you my top three. Number one is Fresh.
He said number one, Fresh.
Pussy juice.
I ain't drinking though, because he said number one, Fresh. So I was correct.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You saw how he did it.
Mr. Elias. At least that was nice, bruh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible. Guys, for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah, bro.
Yes.
Pussy juice.
There's still some small thing there by the lightning.
Hey, finish it. We're a team now. Finish it.
Hey, no team here, man. I got the answer correct.
All right, cool. I'll give you one more.
Give me one more.
All right. What channel are we? on OpenView.
How?
Super TV, obviously.
What's the channel?
Super TV channel.
What's the channel?
The number?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, guys. I got the channel. You didn't say what number is the channel. You said, what? Oh, you said what channel? Mm. It's like saying, what channel plays music all day on this particular platform? And you can easily say, channels banbani. Mm. Super TV, guys.
All right.
Okay, all right. Okay, we'll give you that.
I think Ghost Lady needs to drink. Let's ask her something.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's on but Ghost Lady. Mm-hmm. When you ask what channel?
Let's put this. What time do we are we on? What time are we on?
No, that's too hard.
Three. No, I was gonna say three questions ago. You could have. I was gonna say.
What are you mixing for?
For you, Ghost Lady. We're gonna ask you a question.
We're a team.
Yeah.
Sifa song.
Yeah. Injawa, injawa. Yeah.
All right. So the question is, it's about Saul, right? We've done how many episodes together with Ghost Lady, Saul? Because I know you, so it's unfair. You can't ask me.
How many episodes has she been on the podcast? Or?
No. How many she done with you? Two.
Two. Two. Just the second one.
So there's some stuff she should know about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to ask her something that she should know about you. If she gets it wrong.
Ooh. Okay.
This is her. Hold it here. I'm gonna give her something that she should know. Okay, we know you gamble.
Yeah.
We know you like Maguinha. That's
like
simple.
Porn.
They love porn. Hey, did you hear Corona pussy slaps?
Ah! Simple.
It leaves you breathless.
It's your ventilation.
Short breath. Eat it so much, you can't taste.
You can't taste.
You can't smell.
You can't walk.
It's bad. And who's to save you? Pfizer. The guys who make Viagra.
So you can rise.
Okay, we haven't forgotten about the question.
Oh, gosh.
You're not gonna. Yeah.
See what happens when I'm sober.
Hold this already.
Guys.
Yeah. I think it's too tough, this question.
It's gotta be tough.
It's gotta.
This smells like Pfizer. It smells like medication. Mm. Smell it.
When I saved the porn on the YFM server, what did I title the folder?
Oh!
Clue. It's after the. A porn star's name. A legendary porn star. I know the chillers know. Some of the chillers know now.
What is the cost? Give it to us. Give it to us.
You know,
give it to us.
Yeah.
It was at the YFM office.
It's chair something. Not chem chu cheese. It's chair something.
Oh, man. Ish.
Good one, my chief.
I remember this.
You're getting the hang of this, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting the hang of this.
Mapona.com.
Drink. Pussy juice. Yes. Nice.
Be a woman.
Drink the worms and the snakes.
Yes.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
We are one now. You guys, you know you can't leave me now. We are one.
Yeah,
no, that's not
togetherness.
This is it.
Oh, man. This has been Podcasting Chill. We are here, man. What announcements I got to make? Yes, 16 December. We've got a party in Cape Town.
Ooh.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
We're going to Cape Town.
Yeah, let me get the venue. We're going to Cape Town. We're going to be out there. Because we did Durban.
Mm-hmm.
We did. So the place is called Ukamba. Pierre Works and Tap Room in Cape Town.
Mm.
Awesome. It's opening on the 3rd of December. It's actually owned by, who's this guy, the Hunter's guy?
Oh, Thapelo Mokoena.
The
China.
China's China. So we're going to be there on the 16th of December.
Beautiful. Oh, can't wait so to lovely. See Cape Town.
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure our Cape Town chillers will catch us in Cape Town.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
So make sure you follow us to get all the details. But 16th December, we're going to be there. I'm so sad because tomorrow is the party. We're recording on Friday. Yeah. And, and my birthday party is tomorrow, but we're going to have so many stories to tell when we record again. Nah.
Yeah.
All right. We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Love you guys.
Boom.
Mmm.
touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.